I needed to cleanse myself after watching it. Like, that's how I felt. If you're triggered by the sound of gunshots, then I don't think you should watch this season, because it got me every single time. It also, this might be trivial for you, but they cursed so much. Like, at one point, all I could think about was effing bastard in Korean, because they said it so often. It's so funny. DP1, all the main characters were guys. It was after they introduced her, I was like, oh shoot, I realized that there was no like prominent female character in the first one. Choi Hyun-wook was in this case. Y'all know my weak hero fangirl heart was happy to see him. It's so interesting because Bumsuk, what is his name? Oh my gosh, what is his name? He has a very like, Hong Kyung was also in the first season. Well, I shouldn't say also, but Hong Kyung was in the first season, and then Choi Hyun-wook was in this season, and I was just so happy to see him. It was so much, it gave me a migraine. I'm not even like capping, guys. It wasn't a slight headache. It was like a pounding migraine. Like, what the hell? Actually, after I watched the first one, it was so intense. I was like, I'm never doing this to myself again. But then the end of the first season, obviously they want to hook the viewers, so they made sure to do something that would make us want to watch the second season. Yeah, I bit into that. I realize how weird I sound. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna keep apologizing because it's just so weird. I hope I don't have to redo this episode. The humor wasn't necessary in some parts, and for that reason, I don't think it is as great as the first one. I feel like the first one blew my mind, but then the cases are not bad in this one. I just feel like they were kind of watered down a little bit by the forced humor. I don't know. I feel like we didn't need it. There is a post-credit scene, but this made me so confused because I was like, was that his own imagination for the redemption that he needed, or did that actually happen? I'm not going to tell you guys what it is because it is a bonus scene and I don't want to take away the excitement from anyone who decides to watch it. But yes, I was definitely confused with that scene because I don't know. Was that real or was that Junho's imagination? This episode was really conflicting for me because I was like, do I support him or do I not support him? Like, the parents have every right to be mad because their kids are dead, but at the same time, they're not thinking about what their kids did that made him do it. Like, I know he was wrong. He was wrong for shooting them, but they were also wrong for doing what they did. And I think what really got on my nerves was the fact that... Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode on this podcast. I'm your host, Your Chingu, and I'm glad you tuned in. Hi. So on today's episode, I wanted to talk about DP2. As you can tell, I do sound weird. I feel like I have to give a disclaimer in every single episode because this might be the first episode that a random person listens to. That's why I keep like repeating the same damn thing. But anyway, I do sound weird. I apologize for that. I have not sat to record in a long time, which is crazy. Today is August 31st. I don't remember last time I recorded, but the last time I recorded was definitely an episode on DP1. If I'm not mistaken, which is interesting. So recently I watched DP1. By the time you hear this, you'll definitely hear that because I'm going to put that one out first. And I decided to just watch the second season. Actually, the reason I watched the first one was because I wanted to watch the second one. There were a lot of like videos about the cast. Like, they went on so many different shows to promote it, especially like the Netflix Swoonies thing that they usually do, and I was really interested in watching because I didn't even know that Son Seok-woo was in it. So he was the reason I watched it. But then y'all know I really like Kyo-hwan. What is his name? Koo Kyo-hwan. Yes, I got it right. Yeah, so basically I watched it for Son Seok-woo, but I do appreciate the fact that I watched it. I don't remember what I said on the first episode, but my thoughts have not really changed. I think it is an amazing drama. However, it is highly like, what is the word to use? It is not a typical drama. It's so intense and it deals with like an actual issue that happens, which is like men having to go to the military in Korea. So you cannot watch this mindlessly, or like, it is not a lightweight drama in any way. And what makes it more intense is the fact that, once again, it is realistic. Like, it actually happens. It's not based on true stories, but it is likely that something similar might happen in real life, if that makes any sense. Sorry guys, I really sound weird. Anyway, so I watched DP2 on August 26th. I watched each episode on 1.25 speed. I wanted to be done with it, and I was able to do that. So I watched it in one day. I also did the same thing for the first season. Usually when I braid my hair, that is the time that I have to watch dramas. So I was able to complete both in a day. And like I said, it is so good. I did talk to a Korean person, and she said like she cannot bring herself to watch any of the seasons because she has a brother who has to go to the military. And so like, yeah, it is really intense, guys. It is really intense. And I don't know why anyone would want to put a number on this drama, because we shouldn't be rating it. Like, it is so serious. I feel like I don't have the right to rate it. When I did go into it, I was wondering if they shot the entire like drama at once, like if they filmed the entire thing, because basically even though it's season two of like DP, it is just like DP, like the K-drama is just DP, and it has 12 episodes in total. But the first season, they only put out the first six. So the second season is a continuation of the first season. So it's literally just a 12 episode drama that they split in half. And I think the first one aired in 2020 or 2021. I'm not sure. But I know that this one just came out, like DP2 was just released recently. So that's just a fact if you're curious. I guess I should give a disclaimer before we start. This episode will not be spoiler free. I guess for the first one, it doesn't really matter because it came out a long time ago and I'm probably the only one who hasn't watched it. But this one is like still fresh, or it's recent. So like there will be spoilers. I will not go into a detailed recap, but I will talk about what generally happened in each episode, or like what each episode was about. It's fairly short. I did watch this a week ago, almost a week ago. Actually, I watched it on Sunday, so it's Thursday. It's not that far apart. But the point is, if I do mess up anything, then forgive me. I will go off of the notes that I made, so I'll try to only tell you guys accurate stuff. But yeah, don't be alarmed if I mix up anything. And also, like I said, it is not spoiler free. I do sound weird. I'm sorry for these two things. Actually, I'm also sorry if it is loud in the background. Oh my gosh, I sound so weird. I sound so weird. Should I just take this out? I think I should. I can't do this. Okay, I'm gonna take it out. Anyway, okay, I shouldn't sound weird anymore. You know, I never know if there's a difference, because like when I'm editing, I think I'm so like used to hearing what I sound like when I sound weird that I don't even tell the difference anymore. Anyway, so I guess I will call each episode like episode 7, 8, 9 all the way to 12, because it is a continuation. I will read the plot synopsis for you guys actually before we get into that. Here is the plot synopsis by the Asian Wiki staff of DP2. Once again, it is a 2023 K-drama. It is the second part of DP1, and DP1 was released when? I don't know. In 2021, okay. And this is released in 2023. It is based on a webtoon. Wow. Or a webcomic. It says webcomic. I don't know if those are the same thing, like a webtoon and a webcomic, because I don't read any, but yeah. Anyway, here's the plot synopsis by the Asian Wiki staff. It says, An Jun-ho, played by Jung Hae-in, and Han Ho-yeol, played by Koo Kyo-hwan, attempt to recover from the traumatic events surrounding the capture of Private Cho Sok-bong. His name is so hard to pronounce. Played by Cho Hyun-chul, in their own ways. They continue their service in the DP team that attempts to capture military deserters. Meanwhile, Sergeant Park Bom-gu, played by Kim Sung-kyun, feels pressure from higher-ups to cover up recent events. A mass shooting takes place in the military after a soldier was mercilessly bullied. I love the fact that they use the word mercilessly. Mercilessly. That sounds so weird. Why is it that every time I'm recording, I have to search up how to pronounce a certain word? But anyway, they're just saying like he was bullied and it was really extreme. Because when you watch, you're going to see like they try to turn it around and make him look like a criminal. And no one talked about the fact that he used to get bullied and like he had asthma, guys. But they would like spray him with insecticides and it would call him like derogatory terms for how he looks physically and stuff. It was just like, it was crazy. I'm telling you, this drama is not for the weak. If you don't like intense stuff, do not watch it. I don't know how I watched it, guys. I really don't know how I watched it. I had to look away from the screen multiple times, especially with the case that it started from, especially with the mass shooting case, because they kind of showed it. But what I love is like the way that they showed it was someone was talking and they were kind of like reporting on television. I don't know if it was on TV, but there were a lot of reporters, and she actually gave a disclaimer saying like they're about to show something really graphic. So I love that they did that for me, because like y'all know I can't see gory things. Anyway, so episode 7 is basically about covering up the previous case, Sokbong's case, if I'm not mistaken. And then episode 8 was about Ruri, who was bullied, and he is the one who mass shot a lot of them. I didn't know how to feel about this one, because even though nothing can justify violence, I think they pushed him to it. I don't want to say he was justified, because he wasn't, but like they made him do it. Obviously, once again, that is not an excuse for killing people, but just like his mom said, like they pushed him to it. And this episode was really conflicting for me, because I was like, do I support him or do I not support him? And like when the mom was getting hate, like the parents have every right to be mad because their kids are dead, but at the same time they're not thinking about what their kids did that made him do it. Like I even want to call Ruri the victim in this case, even though he did kill people. I know he was wrong. He was wrong for shooting them, but they were also wrong for doing what they did. And I think what really got on my nerves was the fact that no one was talking about what they did to him to make him like shoot them. Everyone was just talking about the fact that he shot them. Like it made me so mad. So yes, it was too violent for me, and I actually contemplated not watching it anymore. Was that good English? Like there was a point I was like, I don't know if I want to keep watching, because they made him a monster. And like, bro, it showed what the media can do, because they were trying to make him look like a bad person. And also the media saved his life, because I'm trying not to give away too much, because I know it is recent, but sorry guys, I'm just going to talk about it. I love that Hoyeol tried to use the media, because he knew if he was recording, then they can't like kill Ruri. So that was very good. And also in episode 8, we had a new female character that was introduced, which is good, because like I just realized that DP1, all the main characters were guys. Like there was no lady at all. And I love her character, because she played Song Seok-woo's ex-wife or his wife. I think they were still married, but they don't have a good relationship. I don't know if they ever gave us backstory about why they don't, but at the end they work together, which is so like wholesome. And then episode 9, this case was about the gay character, and I knew it was gonna be rough, like right from the start. However, I was actually confused at the end, and I was like, this might be a spoiler, but this is a spoiler, sorry guys, but I'm confused, like, so did he die? And also the scene of him apologizing, was that real or was that what Hoyeol imagined? Because this case is actually connected to Hoyeol's backstory. I'm like, okay, I don't understand what they were trying to do. I don't know if they're trying to imply that he jumped over, but then it's like they said the body was found, so I'm like, that means that Hoyeol and Junho never got to him on time. Anyway, the 10th episode, this one was like, I don't even know. This was not the typical DP case, and I was somewhat confused about it. But this case was really intense. It also, Choi Hyun-wook was in this case. Y'all know my weak hero fangirl heart was happy to see him. But yeah, so the 10th case, or the case in episode 10, I didn't really understand it, but it is really intense. And this case was what led up to the explosion case. So this case kind of dragged throughout up until the end of like DP. So it is pretty important. It is basically the case that started their fight for justice. They suffer a lot because they were set up, and it was kind of like to threaten them not to even start any righteous plans that they have. And what we thought was the truth was not the truth. So yeah, this case was pretty intense. It was actually really good. And then episode 11 is basically Junho trying to expose everything with the evidence that he has. Oh my gosh, he got beat up really bad. And Ko Kyung-pyo, y'all know he was in the first season, but he was only in a few episodes, so he made another appearance in this episode. Something you should know is if you're triggered by the sound of gunshots, then I don't think you should watch the season because it got me every single time. Every time they would like shoot, I would like flinch because I was like so triggered by it. I don't even know why. It also, this might be trivial for you, but for me, they cursed so much. Like at one point, all I could think about was effing bastard in Korean because they said it so often. It's so funny, but I'm just like, even right now, that's all I have in my head. Obviously, I'm not going to repeat it because I don't want to use profanity, but seriously, they curse so damn much. Like, I don't know if damn is a curse word. A lot of people think it is. I don't, so I say it. But I think that just contradicted the fact that I said I don't want to use profanity. Anyway, I needed to cleanse myself after watching it. Like, that's how I felt. Besides the migraine that it gave me, it was so violent. It was so chaotic. It was really, like, dirty in a sense, but not like sexually dirty. It made me feel sick. So I shouldn't say dirty. I don't know the right word to use, but it made me feel sick and I needed to cleanse myself. Before I go on, I wanted to actually merge this episode with the part one, but I don't think I'm gonna do that because this episode is quite long and it'll give me more time to edit. So yeah, I think I'll make them two separate episodes, but I'll try to put them back to back. So if I put part one on the 10th, then I'll put part two on the 20th. And yes, so the last episode is episode 12, and this has like the court trial case and everything leading up to it. A scene that I appreciated in this episode was when Son Soku's character was like talking on the witness stand. He said a lot of profound things and I was just like, dang. Anyway, that's it. So that basically wraps up what they showed us in the second season. This definitely had a realistic conclusion. There's nothing like happy about it, or like there's no fantasy. It's just like real. It's so real, and I think that's what I appreciate about it. Once again, if you cannot handle, do not watch. I don't even know what to compare it to in terms of the level of intensity, but I'm just gonna say it is not a lightweight drama whatsoever. It deals with real issues, so you cannot watch this and think like it'll make you think a lot. So don't go into it if you know you cannot handle it. Anyway, that's all I wanted to talk about. Like I said, I'm not going to rate it, but I am glad that I watched it. It is an amazing drama. It is really good. I am going to do the outro, and I think I have a few updates to let you guys know. Anyway, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. I'm so glad that you did. If you like content like this, and if you don't mind, please check out previous episodes and come back for more and new content. Alrighty, guys, annyeong. This case was about the gay character, and I knew it was going to be rough. Like, right from the start. However, actually, I don't want to comment on this case because this actually exists, but like, I feel like this was a token case because they didn't really emphasize it, but then they also emphasized it at the same time. So I don't know how I felt about this case, but I was actually confused at the end. And I was like, this might be a spoiler, but this is a spoiler, sorry guys, but I'm confused. Like, so did he die? And also the scene of him apologizing, was that real or was that what Hoyeol imagined? Because this case is actually connected to Hoyeol's case. Actually, never mind. I take it back. I don't think this case was a token case, because now that I'm seeing it's actually connected to Hoyeol's backstory, I'm like, okay. Never mind, it's not a token case, but yes, I was confused at the end. I don't understand what they were trying to do. I don't know if they're trying to imply that he jumped over, but then it's like they said the body was found. So I'm like, that means that Hoyeol and Junho never got to him on time. Anyway, I don't want this episode to be that long. I need to be done recording in less than 12 minutes, so I'm going to try to hurry this up. The 10th episode, anyway, DP2 is so good. Like I said, I don't want to put a number on it, but it is so good, guys. It is so good. However, I feel like the first one blew my mind, but then it was so intense, but I don't think, I feel like I'm gonna get dragged for saying this, but I don't think it was as good as the first one. Or I feel like there were a few cases in the second one that I feel like they just added it just because they wanted to add it. Like, not because I don't know. I just feel like they added it just to satisfy a certain group of people, or like there was a lot of humor, some action scenes that were just like funny comical scenes. I can't speak. Anyway, there were a lot of scenes that I was just like, why are they adding? Why are they making this so like humorous when it's really intense? I don't know. It took away from the intensity, and not in a good way. Like, y'all know sometimes we need comic relief. Like, I love dark humor when it's intense, but they just added this like whole like running scene, and like I don't know. Once again, y'all know I do love Ku Kyo Han's character. Like, I think he is my favorite character. Even though I went into this for Son Sok-ho, I feel like he is the one who carried the show for me, because I personally love his character. Like, y'all remember he was also in a case on Extraordinary Attorney Wu, and I loved him there. So there's just something about the kind of characters that he plays, and I'm really in love with it. So yeah, but I feel like the humor wasn't necessary in some parts, and for that reason I don't think it is as great as the first one. The cases are not bad in this one. I just feel like they were kind of watered down a little bit by the forced humor, if that makes any sense. You might like that type of humor, but I don't. You know, it's the kind of scene where they're chasing the both of them, and then like, I don't know, it was just, I don't know, I feel like we didn't need it. Trigger warning, I am about to talk about another social issue that might affect you, and it deals with like violence and guns. So if you don't want to hear this, you can skip or you can click out. I'm gonna go off on a tangent, but I just want to tell you guys, so one of my favorite books is called 19 Minutes by Jodi Picoult. It, oh my gosh, it is about school shooting, right? I read it almost 6 years ago. That's crazy. But that book left an impact on me because it is about a school shooter, and we basically see what happens in his life prior to when he goes to shoot up the school. I should have given a trigger warning. Sorry, guys. I just realized I shouldn't talk about this. But anyway, so we read his life up until that moment, and that book really, like, it really tried me, because like for the entire duration of that book, I was on his side. I know it sounds so weird because I'm a person who cannot stand violence, but when you read what they did to him, it's like, I don't want to say it justified what he did, but that was the same feeling I had when I was watching this case, because I'm like, I know he was wrong. He was wrong for shooting them, but they were also wrong for doing what they did. And I think what really got on my nerves was the fact that no one was talking about what they did to him to make him like shoot them. Everyone was just talking about the fact that he shot them. Like, it made me so mad. So yes, in 19 minutes, it is almost the same thing. I don't want to spoil it because in case you guys haven't read the book and you want to read it. But yes, I'm just talking about that book because I want to let you guys know that was the same feeling I had. So if you've read that book, then you understand how I feel. So something that made me also watch the second season, because actually after I watched the first one, it was so intense. I was like, I'm never doing this to myself again. Like, I didn't want to watch the second season after I saw the first season because it was too much for me to handle. But then the end of the first season, obviously they want to hook the viewers, so they made sure to do something that would make us want to watch the second season. Yeah, I bit into that and I actually watched the second season. I realize how weird I sound. I'm so sorry. I'm going to keep apologizing because it's just so weird. I hope I don't have to redo this episode. I guess I will call each episode like episode 7, 8, 9, all the way to 12. But the way it is, like, actually, I don't know how it is listed on Netflix, because I didn't watch it on Netflix. But where I watched it, they listed it as episode 1 to 6 again. But I'm going to call it episode 7 to 12 because it is a continuation. I will read the plot synopsis for you guys, actually, before we get into that. I can't believe I watched this, guys. Y'all will not believe this, but I had like a migraine after watching this. Like, I'm not even kidding. After I watched this, I lost my appetite and my head started hurting, and I was just like, what in the world? But then, because I knew, like, I had to eat because I had to be out of the house most of the day, the following day. So then I ate, and then I went to bed, like, right after. I usually do not do that, but this was just, it was so much. It gave me a migraine. I'm not even, like, capping, guys. Like, it wasn't a slight headache. It was, like, a pounding migraine. Like, what the hell? Private Cho Sokbong. His name is so hard to pronounce. You know what's interesting? I have not completed seeing you in my 19th life. At this point, I feel like it shouldn't be taking me this long. I think I only have 2 episodes left, though. I don't know when I will get it out, but I definitely want to complete it. I think I'm enjoying it more, like, towards the end. Because, actually, I'm waiting for them to reveal the truth. And once they do that, I feel like I'll lose my interest. And I think they know that. That's why they're dragging it all the way to the end. But anyway, I just realized how much I really like Kim Ji-won. Honestly, I feel like she's low-key my favorite actress now. I mean, I still love Han Ye-ri and Choi Si-young, but yeah, Kim Ji-won is a fave. And also, Fight for My Way is so good. Recently, I have been rewatching clips, and I think I want to rewatch the entire thing. But yes, I just realized how good it is. Yesterday, I tried to watch clips of She Was Pretty. Y'all know I don't really fancy that drama. And it was so cringe. It was so cringe. I was like, I don't even know how I was able to sit through that. But it wasn't Park Seo Joon's character that was cringe, because I think his character and What's Wrong with Secretary Kim is more cringe than it is there. But yes, it was just so cringe. I was just like, I cannot. I really cannot. Anyway, so Kang Han-ul and Jung So-min acted a movie. I think it's called 30 Days. It's going to be released in October. I am excited for that. I will check it out. Actually, no promises, but I think I will, because it's a movie anyway. I told you guys, I am a movie person now. Also, if you want content to watch, you can watch MMTG with Han Ji-min, Lee Min-ki, and Su-ho. I think they are in a new drama. It is called Behind Your Touch. I don't think I'm going to watch it because I'm not really interested. I mean, I really like the cast. Well, I really like Lee Min-ki and Han Ji-min, but I do like Su-ho too, just not as an actor. Honestly, though, I don't think I've watched him in anything else. I don't think I've ever watched him in anything. But the point is, I don't think I will be checking it out. But I did enjoy the episode that they have on MMTG. Also, Solina, Choi, Hyun-wook, and Ryo-eun, I don't know how to say his name, but he wasn't 18 again. They are in a new drama. I haven't seen, like, trailers. I think all of them are posting trailers of it. It is called Twinkling Watermelon. That's such a very interesting title. But yes, I do want to check it out, actually, because of the cast. Obviously, I really like Choi Hyun-wook. Like, after a Weak Hero, wow. He really, like, did something to me. I do want to check that out. Also, Jo In-sung and Han Hyo-joo are in a new drama called Moving. But I think it has to do with superpowers. First of all, they're, like, couple pairing because it just got loud. Sorry, guys. First of all, I am intrigued by the couple pairing because they said they are a married couple. And I was like, what? Because I would have never seen that coming. But I do want to watch it for Jo In-sung. Like, y'all remember, I have said multiple times, like, where is that fool? Because I haven't seen him in a long time. I think the last thing I watched of him was It's Okay, That's Love. I don't know if he has been in anything else. Well, then that's my fault if I haven't watched them. But yes, I do want to check it out for him. I'm not sure if I will, but for sure. I will check out the movie with Kang Han-ul and Jung So-min. And I will also check out the drama. Well, I might check out the drama with Solina and Choi Hyun-wook. Anyway, that's all I wanted to talk about, if I'm not mistaken. I will try to complete Seeing My 19th Life. I don't know if I'm going to put out content on that first or if you're going to hear this first. But once again, whenever I record, it's not when. Does not reflect when I put it out. So, or I should say, whenever I put it out, does not reflect when I recorded. Anyway, guys, I think that's all I wanted to talk about. Okay, peace.